is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. It is the 15th of June, 2025, and it is hot outside on this Father's Day. Welcome to Remark, and I am your co-host, Darvin Russell. We are waiting for the captain to arrive, so I will be entertaining you for the first few minutes until he arrives for our usual Sunday shenanigans. Today, we are joined by a young man who I'm sure Garth will introduce when he gets here, Mr. Johan Hutchison. And we are inviting all of you to call in on the show today because we're talking about fathers on this Father's Day. Telephone numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Those in the Family Islands, 242-300-572, next line, 422-4796. On this auspicious occasion, I'm sure, hopefully, many of you went to church today, and some of you even went to church with your father. But we stand here in 2025 against a challenging backdrop for the state of fatherhood in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. While many of you, including myself, were probably raised by great men, I cannot say the same about the current generation of children who seem to be challenged on every side, and we as men have to take a much greater responsibility for the state of our nation and our country. Many of you, I'm sure, have already noticed that there was another killing today at an ATM in Palmdale. I would assume that both victims are male and perpetrators are probably also male. And unfortunately, this is what we have come in the Bahamas to realize that has not been an uncommon phenomenon. And we as men have to take the responsibility that we are not doing our job. We have to do a better job of raising our sons and giving them an alternative to the life that they seem determined to lead. Now, of course, many of us are doing what is required, but I think we're going to have to do more if we're going to alter the trajectory of this nation. So I ask you today, tonight, the opening question for us to ponder while we think about the many biblical stories. Bishop spoke today about the famous prodigal son story. I think Garth is leaning toward talking about Sarah and Abraham and the intervention by Sarah. For those of you that remember that Bible story, she was not patient enough to wait on the Lord and, of course, encouraged her husband to go and have a baby with her handmaid. And we all know that we are still feeling the effects of that decision today in certain parts of the world. So I ask you today, what do you see, men, women, who are dealing with maybe husbands, boyfriends, baby daddies, who are causing some challenge? What is the general state of fatherhood in our country? Are we doing well, or are we doing poorly in this regard? Another question I want you to ponder is, what is your best memory of your dad? And what makes that memory so important to you? What stands out about it? Gentlemen, I want you to call and tell me, what do you define? What does it mean to you to be a father? And now that you are older, some of us are in our 50s, what tips would you give your younger self if you were starting this journey to fatherhood again? So we'll start there. But before Garth walks in studio, let me introduce or have him introduce himself. Mr. Blake, welcome to Remark. Let the people know who you are. Mr. Hutchison.
Well, good day, everyone. Good day, nation. My name is Johan Sharif Hutchison. I'm currently 21 years old.
Wow.
I'm a recent graduate of the University of Bahamas.
Okay.
I graduated with my Bachelor's of Business Administration and Management.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I work at the Atlantis as a lifeguard.
Okay.
But I am seeking gainful employment in the management sector, seeing as I just got my degree. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you always worked at Atlantis?
No, I only worked there for 3 years. Since the University of Bahamas, I've been in the University of the Bahamas since 2020. I went to Atlantis in 2022, which is when we went back on campus.
Okay.
So I've been there ever since.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what would you say in your mind as a young man in the Bahamas is the state of fatherhood in the Bahamas?
To me, I honestly think it's a mixed bag, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, you know, In this small nation, you know, I feel as though we have a lot of good fathers and we have a lot of fathers that need to pick it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, me growing up, you know, I played a lot of sports, you know, I went to Nassau Christian Academy. I normally would see a lot of fathers, you know, attending, you know, baseball games, basketball games, picking their children up from school, you know. But on the other hand, you know, I do know there's a lot of individuals out there and even people I know personally, you know, who may have never had their fathers in their life, you know, whether they may have died while they were young or they unfortunately left them to be with their mother. So I feel as though in our country, it's definitely a mixed bag. There's definitely a lot of great fathers out there who are there for their children 24/7. But then we also have some that just weren't able to stick around or maybe just pass away in an untimely fashion.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Is your father still
Yes.
And what's your relationship with your dad?
Yeah, it's good. I live with my parents. Mm-hmm. All my life, he's right at home.
Okay.
He's probably listening
to you.
So many is listening in. You know, he's the one that actually got me to this interview today. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your fondest memory with your dad?
Honestly, I think my fondest memory, mm-hmm. it happened in 2022, actually. So,
okay, recent.
Yeah,
okay.
Recent. So, mm-hmm. I'm an avid fan of wrestling. Right? I love professional wrestling.
Who is your favorite wrestler?
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
That's a hard question. I've been watching so long. There's so much different personalities. I can't just pick one.
Okay,
you know? But,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm an avid fan of wrestling, right? And in 2022, my father took me to New Jersey for the first time because he always would travel to New Jersey because he has friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with him for the first time during Thanksgiving and he surprised me basically. So there was a wrestling show happening in Boston, which is like a couple hours drive away from New Jersey. So he took me to the show, but mind you, it was supposed to be a surprise, but I guess some of his friends,
mm-hmm.
they kind of like spoiled it a little bit. I guess they didn't know to keep it secrets because like I kind of heard them talking and they was talking right in front of me,
mm-hmm.
and said, and it's like, oh, Johan, he's going to the wrestling show. And I was just standing by and I was like, So then, the next, 2 days, that was a Friday, he took me down and I went to Survivor Series.
Oh, you went big time.
Yeah,
you didn't just go to Monday night.
Yeah. I went to my first wrestling show was a pay-per-view. He took me to Survivor Series, you know, and I had a great time. Even though, like, I was way up. Like, I was way up in the, what you call it, nosebleeds.
Yeah, that's
right. I still had a great time. I had a great time because, you know, most people don't even get that opportunity to even go to a live wrestling show. So to get that opportunity, that was great. So I appreciate my father for that.
So it's interesting that wrestling is your memory, right?
Yeah.
So my daughter, when she was younger, was a huge wrestling fan.
Mm.
And we took her to Orlando to watch SmackDown.
Okay, okay.
And I'll tell you what, so you don't appreciate how entertaining wrestling is unless you go to a live event. TV does not do it justice. And what struck me about the experience was how loud and energetic the auditorium was. That definitely didn't come across on television. So that's a fascinating memory that you have, and I'm glad that you shared that. I'm glad your father is in your life. So, of course, the captain has arrived along with his partner in crime. Mr. Sawyer is also joining us in studio today. So we have four men in studio today celebrating fatherhood and talking about the state of fatherhood in our nation. Mr. Captain, you want to tell the people you're in studio so they don't get concerned anymore?
I was downstairs before I signed the door knock. But ain't nobody was there to let me in. So, you know, if you're not on time with Jesus, you can't get into heaven,
indeed.
I guess. And so, so it's good to be here. I did try to invite a lady of Cat Island heritage from Freeport, Miss Yolanda Stubbs. But of course, it is Sunday and people are celebrating. I don't want people to believe that I have a male biased show.
No, it should be male biased today, though.
But I did try to bring a female to get their perspective, because female always want to be
involved.
And so you all must pardon me for making the attempt to get her here. But Yolanda Stubbs, if you're listening, God bless you anyhow, and we're going to continue the show as usual. I do have in the studio also Mr. Charles Sawyer from Sawyer Studio, and I always tell people, if you don't have a photo from Sawyer Studio in your house, boy, you ain't no real Bahamian. I don't care what you tell me, whether you're from Haiti, Jamaica, Guyana, don't matter to me, none. You're a real Bahamian when you got photos from Sawyer Studio. Sawyer's supposed to sponsor the show, but I ain't get to him yet. But we can beat him up later on that, eh, Alvin?
I know, that's right.
He keep promising me, but, you know, that's a Bahamian thing. You know, I know he has a good heart, and he will get to us in short order. Young Mr. Hutchison, I saw him on a social media presentation. A young man who I felt was extremely intelligent. And I do believe as senior men, we should have the kindness of heart to allow the young people to step up and to replace us as we continue to perpetuate a greater, stronger Bahamas. And so just laying my eyes on him, I did speak with him. I spoke with his parents, and of course, they are his greatest fans. And I would do all that I can for any young person to go ahead and enter into what I would call the strengthening of our nation. I also reached out to a young man just now from the Made Men Association to come on television with me at another venue, because I do believe that we as senior people, we must now pass this baton on. And so all that we can do to assist the young people, whether you are female or male, even if you're trying to figure out what gender you are, we will open our ears to you to help direct you as we continue to strengthen this nation called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Mr. Hutchison, pleasure to meet you finally, sir. You are... I want to say you're a celebrity in your own skin, but I don't want to blow up your head too much because, you know, I don't want you to get distracted as to the mission that I feel that is coming from your heart. So welcome to Remark.
Yes.
And Mr. Charles Sawyer, you've been here before. And if I may set the stage quickly, gentlemen, before you have anything further to say, I want to wish a happy Father's Day to my good friend Bradley Kemp, my cousin, you know, Mr. McPhee, James McPhee, Timothy Brown, and there are a few others of you. I met Mr. Douglas this morning that you introduced me to this morning. I met him.
Okay.
Great man.
Yeah.
And he actually gave me the topic of the show today.
Okay.
You know, let's fix it. And so, Charles, well, I know you're going to like this. I'm going to come from a biblical principle. And Mr. Hutchison, you know about church, eh? Okay, you know with Bible and little thing? Okay, so let's fix it. There's a story in the Bible that speaks about a prodigal son whose father did everything as we know based on the parable. We're going to use the word parable correctly. This is a man. He did everything correctly, but his son decided, I'm going to go out there, live a good life with my friends, spend half of my father's wealth, and enjoy life. Now, I want you Bahamian people out there to listen to this show today. I want you to call all sundry. I want you to call your family, your friends, your co-workers. We can fix this today. On Father's Day, we can fix this today. Listen to me carefully. I know I reach just a little bit late. You can beat me later. But let's fix this now. If I could do that. Is that okay, gentlemen?
Let's go.
Okay, good. The father does all that a good father does. A good father leaves an inheritance for his children. This man did it right.
Mm-hmm.
The son says, you know what, daddy, I ain't going to wait for you to die. That's how almost behaving, you know. No, wait for you. I ain't waiting for you to dead, man. Give me mine now. Huh? I want Honda. I want a car. I want a house. I want a truck. I want boat. I want jet ski. I want one jet ski car. Huh? I got one gal. I guess talking straight. I got one gal I want to take care of.
Yep.
She needs things. So, old man, you give a special shout out right now to my good friend Sean Ferguson, who's now deceased. God rest his soul, Acklands, whose son took his life allegedly. Okay? You give your son everything that you could. The son tell you, man, listen, I got to head out. I on your run. Am I talking straight?
Straight.
Let me go do what I got to do. And all your friends are smoking dope head, nap up, wearing your big gold chain or your fake gold chain, riding on your little scooter, your little 600 or whatever motorbike you got. Huh? You're living it up. You're living large. You're in charge. Until the money run out. And then you say, you know what? Man, I on the street. Gal didn't leave me. Friends didn't leave me. Motorbike breakdown. Car breakdown. Landlord kicking me out of the house. My God. I remember when I was living with daddy. Man, I had cable. I had TV. I had satellite. I had the old man got a nice truck with a nice car. The old man got maid in the house, butler in the house, garden in the house. The old man got everything together. You never one day asked the old man how you get all these things. How to be disciplined as a young man or young woman. How you get to the point where you are prosperous. So you go home. And guess what? The good daddy. The good daddy said, you know, you could come home anytime because the good daddy was waiting for you by the bus stop. Come on, can I bring that down to the bus stop today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Waiting for you at the bus stop, knowing. Let me tell you something with your daddy. You may think we old people stupid, but the old man know you're coming back. And the old man waiting for you at the bus stop. At the bus stop in the Mercedes-Benz. At the bus stop in the BMW. In the bus stop at the Yukon or at the Suburban. The old man waiting for you. And then take you home. And guess what? Your bedroom's still straight. The maid's still there. The butler's still there. The gardener's still there. And your dad, your brother who got more sense than you, he's still there. But you know what the daddy do? Daddy said, Malik, I got something left for you in store for you. I can kill the fatted calf. I go into my fixed deposit. See, Dominic is all financial information. I go into my fixed deposit. I go into my cryptocurrency account. I go into that account where nobody know about to make sure, young man, you straight.
Yeah.
I make sure you are restored back into this household. I can make sure you straight. That, folks, today is the good father. I just want to make that plain. Even when your children go awry, the good father is there, whether you good or bad. The good father will always be there. The good father is going to be there when your wife or your sweetheart or your girlfriend giving you stress, but he can make sure them children straight.
Yes,
I mean, I just want to talk straight today.
Go ahead, though.
I talk about the good. See, I want to preach today. This Sunday. I come a little late, but I had to get an extra Holy Ghost for y'all today.
I understand.
Because it's Father's Day. We want no crime today. No. We want wisdom in the house today.
Yes.
Okay?
We could get now, wisdom and crap.
Yeah. So. What you say, buddy?
We can get wisdom and crap.
I can let my guests talk soon, you know, but I just want to set this platform straight. And I know Wally over there. Thanks God for Wally being here today. But, you know, Wally, forgive me today. But a little hyper today. Again, I got my 60 beast things this week, you know, so a little hyper. Oh, so yeah. Sorry about that.
No mind. Go ahead.
Now, that's the good father.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you another good father. Since y'all is Christian, let's look at Father Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Father of many. Like the sands of the sea.
Yeah.
Now, the good father say, I ain't got no children yet. Baby girl, you look like you cannot make no children. She said, but it must be you. It ain't me. But we getting old now, and we wanted a family, and God promised you, you was going to have some seed, but look at your seed can't spring no sprout. He said, but it must be you. And you know, listen, I'm just making this real. We pointing fingers at each other, so who can make the children, who can't make the children? So, what are we going to do? We can fix it. Let's fix it.
Abraham, if your seed's so strong, I can give you permission. I want you to talk to the Bahamian people in 2025 now, because I know what's going on right now.
Yes, yes.
We can get you a little sweetheart, a little thing on the side. And let me see that little young thing, my little maid who's come in, clean the house and take care of things. Let me see if she could do a little something with you. Well, it only take one or two try and bang, bang.
Bang.
Oh, Jesus, Lord, Sarah, use the barren one. The little young thing make one baby. Because man can, I just being real, man can make baby till he dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get it up, I just talking straight, you can make one baby if you're good. So you make this little baby thing and you say, boy, the wife say, my God, the nigga make a baby, eh? Make baby. And I make no baby. Now this gal thing, she run tanks. Listen to me, sir. This little woman here, I know how we go wake with her. Yeah. Next thing you know, God put one baby woman. She said, oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Now, let's talk about inheritance now. That means the little sweet thing on the side, baby older than my baby. Bahamian people, I want you to listen to this today. Your pastor ain't preaching nothing like this today. This me talking to you. This woman think her child can inherit everything around here, and she can run things. But guess what? I is the wife. I is the wife. Tell her, carry her tail out of here. Tell her, child, I don't need to see them
no more.
No more. So you put the child out to die. You put them down in the back of the bush. You put them in the back of the family island, in the backside of Acklands, where you got all the sand fly, and hope to Jesus she die and the son die with her. That's what Christian people do sometimes. They wish you dead, you know.
I'm
saying Christian people, based on things and inheritance. Come to find out today in 2025, Darwin. Tell the baby, so let me show how smart my co-host says. Tell me today in 2025 what that situation brought us today in the news. Talk to me.
Well, you see, I know where you're going.
Don't tell them. Tell them what you're my smart is.
The Middle East conflict, is that where you go?
Go ahead. Tell them. You smart. Use my AI. Tell the people what fixing it yourself is doing.
It creates problems down the road, my brother.
Down the road. Not now, but down the road, you got problems.
Well, sometimes it creates problems now, too.
Okay, so Israel and Iran fighting now, which is the offspring of two brothers. You got Ishmael and you got Isaac.
Yes, sir.
Isaac is Israel and Ishmael is Iran. So what you talking to God about? Iran and Palestine and all the rest of the mother brothers. That's Ishmael. The people of the desert who got money. They got money like dirt.
Yes.
Because the promise of God was to the two of them. To the sweetie and to the wife. God bless the two of them.
Yes, sir.
But even in blessing sometimes, there's curses. Now let me give you another blessing. Last one, and then y'all can talk all y'all want. King David. Let me talk about King David, the apple of God's eye. Got all kind of woman downstairs. Say talking straight now. All kind of woman downstairs. Happy Father's Day. And he say, look at that little thing over there on the rooftop. Boy, that thing look good. You know how y'all being women look good? Y'all look good, man. I mean, when y'all fix up and put on your hair, and put on your nails, and put on your eyelash, and then you got that little Coca-Cola-shaped thing going on. Bring her to me, he says. And he sleep with the woman. He don't care who her husband was. Bring her to me, because I is the king.
Yeah.
I's the big man here on the block. I's the big man in town. I can get what I want. And when he sleep, when he find out, you know what? The woman pregnant. The woman pregnant. Now she got to answer to her husband. I saw him, be careful. Now. I get somewhere with this. I set a good platform for y'all today. The woman husband come home. And y'all woman know how y'all go. You know the baby in the belly and your husband on. Come on, man. Can I talk to y'all? But you tell the husband, this yawns.
Yeah.
This yawns. But you know it ain't soup. David somehow found out that, you know, this woman pregnant, but I don't need no complication. I know what type of DNA test they had back then, but he ain't willing to take the rap. So he said, you know what? I got to kill that man.
Yep.
I got to kill that man. And when the prophet spoke to him, he said, you know what? I'm guilty. And the child died. That was the punishment.
Yes, sir.
But through this illegitimate situation comes King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. And through Solomon and through David came Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of David. I want you all to see how we get preachy today. That God can fix it, but you ain't supposed to fix it is what I'm going to talk about. So, let me give you the scenario. Watch me now. Let me bring it into 2025. I called my friend today so I can talk a little bit about you, but I ain't calling your name. You's a good father. Ms. Hutchinson, you's a good father. I want you to listen to me. You do everything for your son. You raise him, change pampers, take him to private school, mm-hmm. make sure he have lunch money, make sure he go to church. You sit up in church with your son.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The son go to Pathfinders or he go to Boy Scouts Association, you get him to Toastmasters, you get him into Rotary, you do all these things for your son. You make sure your son don't smoke no dope, he don't drink no rum. You got a good son. You instruct the son that you know I need you to have a career, so I'm going to pay for your college education. You take him to college. Then you give your son a master's degree. The boy, 30 plus years old. The boy ain't never one day bring no girlfriend home, even though you keep encouraging him to bring one girl home.
Mm-hmm.
I just being real. Mm-hmm. I just being straight. This is your only begotten son. You want grandchildren as a man. You got a wife. You produce a child with the aspiration of having grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're facing a brick wall that says, you know what? Boy, I know this boy ain't got no grandchildren coming from him.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't tell you he gay. He just may just be where he ain't interested. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the daddy said, now you 32. I never, ever, ever talk with a girl. Never bring a woman home. I take you to Cuba. I take you to the Dominican Republic. I take you to Mexico. And I tell you, my God, see woman there? I can buy her for you. Get a little peace, man. Now listen, me, God, was my who love Jesus. When I was 11 years old, you know, Jesus and that, I wanted peace.
Mm-hmm.
I just be, listen, can I talk straight as a man?
11?
Yeah, but at 11, the wind blow your hormone, kick up you.
Yes, sir.
You want to do some things.
My Lord.
This young boy ain't show no inclination that he even interested.
Mm-hmm.
So as a father looking at a son, and you did all that you're supposed to do, this boy ain't interested in no woman.
Mm.
You don't even hang out with any friends, any boys. No, man, that kind of suspect. Then the boy say he ain't want to. He ain't gonna be no more, I don't want to say too much with the fella, but no more professional.
Mm-hmm.
So he will be an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But this is your offspring. This is somebody who you depended on.
That's the legacy.
To take on your legacy mm-hmm. to the next generation mm-hmm. after him. And the fella talking this type of talk, but you're a good father. Let me tell you what the result of that is so we can get to this conversation today, Wally. The man got a divorce, his wife, because the wife ain't want to bring no next woman home to make no more children like Abraham and Sarah. You got to divorce her. Get one next little young thing, like Hagar in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And now the man got one thing coming 5 months, and in the next 4 months, he shows up a next little offspring to carry on his lineage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we may fight about that.
Yes.
And we could talk about that today. But when you're a good father and you have ambitions for genealogy and legacy and righteousness and holiness and following the first commandment of creation, which is to be what?
Fruitful
and multiply. And I see that my child, are you trying to divide and subtract? No, sir. I got to make some hard decisions. Happy Father's Day, Bahamas. Let's talk today. Darwin Russell, take the microphone away. I really go ahead and let Mr. Hutchinson make his remark to what I've said, and then Mr. Charles Hoy. Go ahead, Mr. Darwin Russell.
Well, good afternoon. As usual, we never get disappointed when Garth is in studio. So that's an opening salvo. So, Mr. Sawyer, introduce yourself, reintroduce yourself to the people. Happy Father's Day to my dad, who is the blueprint of all blueprints, and to my amazing brothers who are great fathers in their own right. So happy Father's Day, Mr. Sawyer. And then, Mr. Hutchinson, you can reintroduce yourself and tell us again your story.
Happy Father's Day, Bahamas. My father's been gone for quite some time. He's
mm-hmm.
been gone since 1985.
Wow.
But I am here taking on the legacy. So even though we met late in my life,
okay,
I respect him enough because he was there. I learned a whole lot from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because of him is where I'm at today. And I don't take it lightly
mm-hmm.
because I could have said, you weren't there for me, so you can't send under me.
Yeah.
But I took on the other side. Says, hey, sit at this nigga feet and learn some stuff. And so everything I learned, I've used in my life since then.
So I asked Mr. Hutchinson, what was his fondest memory of his father? Do you have a fondest memory of your dad?
Yeah, you know, I had fond memories because we argued a lot. But out of the arguments came constructive ideas.
Okay.
And so I treasure those moments when we argued.
Okay. All right, so we're going to take our first break for the afternoon. You are listening to Remark, and on the end of this break, Mitchell Hutchison will share his story with you. We'll be right back.
They got so much things to say right now. They got so much things to say.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
And we're back. We're just taking a break really quickly before Darwin gave the mic to Mr. Hutchison. But I want you to get in on this conversation because I gave you some examples of what it meant to be a good father. Being a good father doesn't always mean that your children are going to be continuously obedient, as well as you're going to have some children that are too obedient, mm-hmm. and you're not going to get your return on your investment of the deal. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have some very bad fathers who, of course, the children still became good because God had a covering on their life, and God was able to deliver them from the bad father, mm-hmm. you know. And so today's show is in honor of the fathers. My good father, I say, well, father, not a daddy, because, mm-hmm. you know, daddy produce you, mm-hmm. but fathers take care of you. Mm-hmm. And my stepfather took care of me, Dr. Solomon Ward. Mm-hmm. And listen to me, I used to get cut hip. And I know we're not for corporal punishment, we're not talking about that today. Mm-hmm. But I used to get cut hip. They don't recall anything, by the way. They had early Alzheimer's in that regard.
Yeah.
They don't remember none of that cut up they gave me. I got cut up from like age 10 to age like 17. Mm-hmm. And they can't recall one of them cut hip. And I used to hate them for that. But when I got to school, and I'm not, once again, pushing corporal punishment and beating children.
Yeah. Mm.
But when I got to school, I called home and I said, you know what, Dad and Mom, I just calling home to let y'all know. Call us, call it collect. I ain't calling with my money. I call it collect. And they say, I said, man, I really appreciate all that y'all have done for me. And he already said to me, you're the greatest son a man could ever have. Mm. The reason why you were punished the way you were was because you was too soft. Mm. And I want you to know the world is a very, very hard place. Mm. And so Charles Sawyer, he knows my stepfather very well. I think Darby may have met him. Mm-hmm. But he is one of the kindest souls, softest souls, loving person, protective, great friend to have. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to give a shout out to Dr. Solomon Ward and my mother, Ms. Joyce Finn Ward, for the love that they've given to me and making me the person that I am. And because of them, Darwin Russell, mm-hmm. my mouth so hard. my mouth hard, because they still live in, God bless them. And as long as they live in, my mouth hard. Because you can't do me nothing. Mm-hmm. You can't do me nothing. They got my back. Mm-hmm. And so today, I'm going to open the lines to you and give this microphone back to Darwin Russell. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720, or you can text us at 422-4796. Mr. Darwin Russell, go right on ahead, my friend.
Sure. So, Ms. Hutchison, before we took the break, Mr. Sawyer had shared his fondest memory, and prior to Garth coming in, you had shared your. Any other thing memorable you want to share with your about your dad, or what does Father's Day mean to you in 2025?
You know, I think, I believe Father's Day is really a truly special day to celebrate all the hardworking fathers, stepfathers, adoptive fathers, mm-hmm. you know, all the men who are taking care of their children and doing what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that sometimes and that the mothers may, it seems as though they tend to get more like attention, if
yes.
that makes sense.
No, yeah, it does.
Don't be scared. You know, don't be scared.
No, I ain't scared.
Nobody
I just say
can do nothing till you come to the studio. In the studio, you are protected.
I know it seems that sometimes, you know, Mother's Day and other events celebrate mothers tend to get more attention, but fathers, I believe, should get more shine on them because they definitely are the backbone of the backbone of a society
mm-hmm.
is what I feel like. When I was in church today, actually, my Bishop Daniel Hall of Burner Road Church of God,
mm-hmm.
He was talking about some statistics about people who don't have fathers in their home. You know, he was talking about people who don't have fathers in their home tend to be more prone to committing crimes, you know, not
they
finishing
are.
School and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
that really opened my eyes to how important fathers play a role in society. So.
You know, I was pondering this topic for quite some time this week in anticipation of the show, Garth, and I think that we both are part of Generation X. So we were raised by the baby boomers.
Mm.
And our parents, for the most part, and I'm taking some liberties here, but our parents, for the most part, grew up poor. Mm. And but there was something that they had that they passed on to us that I think we may have dropped the baton on. So give me some latitude here.
Go ahead.
My father would have gotten from his father character. So that was my grandfather's legacy, was character. He couldn't give him no money. But what he gave him was character. That character he passed on to his children. But we also grew up where we weren't wealthy. Watch it now. In the course of him passing on the character, this current generation of fathers, us, the Generation Xers, who are the ones that have the children now, we thought that character was not enough.
Mm-hmm.
We began to shift and started to focus on things.
Materialism.
Materialism.
Mm-hmm.
Providing our children with the right private school,
mm-hmm.
the big house,
mm-hmm.
the nice cars.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want them to struggle the
mm-hmm.
way we struggled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that development, not saying that we made a fatal mistake, but I think we started to lose focus on what was important and replaced presence with presence. Mm.
Now, you know, I can bring water here, right?
No. I almost done. So, under the Christmas tree, we want it to be full with presents.
P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S.
But we were spending so much time on the job
mm-hmm.
that we neglected the significance of our presence
mm-hmm.
in the house.
Okay.
And I think that we caused some disturbances and some consequences that we are reaping today. There were others of us that didn't give either the presence or the presence, and that is what we're dealing with the level of juvenile delinquency that Mr. Hutchison spoke about, the increased rate of crime, because we as fathers were absent, because it's our sons who are in their 20s now who are committing the crime. the murder, the armed robberies, getting so many of these girls pregnant out of wedlock. That falls at our feet, not our grandparents' feet. Because by and large, I think they did their job for our parents, and our parents, by and large, did their job. So talk your talk.
Well, let me correct that real quick. And I know Mr. Sawyer going to back me up. I don't know how you know anything about this.
You go ahead.
But this character you talk about, I had an aunt. I know my family even killed me for this.
Yes.
I had an aunt who had 12 children.
Mm-hmm.
Never been married.
Ooh.
And at the funeral, they said she was always a good, God-fearing woman. Now, what type of character you talking about, man? I want to know what type of character you're talking about, because I want you to fix that. Don't back off the mic now. See, that character you've been passing on. If this character don't come from the Almighty God downloaded into your DNA,
yes.
I try to tell you something. These old people had secrets.
Yes.
When you go down the main corner, I told I can tell who my great-grandfather was. My grandfather was Joshua Taylor.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone I say the word Joshua Taylor to in Maguire, Josh. Because old Josh ain't lawyers.
No.
Old Josh was got a two or three family. On one of the small items with 200 people.
Yep.
So what you trying to tell me?
Yes.
Whatever character you're talking about.
Mm.
Now, I understand that our parents,
they may
have been people
of character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you talk about the Rolls,
mm-hmm.
and you talk about the Smiths, I can call his name in the Bahamas.
Go ahead, then.
Rolls is Rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And Smiths is Smiths.
Yeah.
And you got plenty of them all over the place. All you don't know who the who is who. Because
mm-hmm.
that's how Bahamian people do it.
Yes.
And when you have a man who work on the boat or go fishing, mm-hmm. even on the contract, he's mm-hmm. selling this money all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when he come home, he's straight.
Yeah.
He fixed.
Yeah.
He got three and four family.
Yeah.
And they always say you buy one sack of potatoes and can share it out to the different family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just being real.
No,
this is a Bahamian thing I'm talking about.
Yes,
but the character in Darwin Russell is because your immediate parents were different from a lot of other parents.
I accept that.
And so I want to say this to Charles Sawyer. Charlie, you know I can be wicked. I see my line there. I can get to you right now. Let me put this to you all. I listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
The provision, and we were talking about that last week, but you know we had a break.
Mm-hmm.
And the vision, right? In our immediate politics.
Yes.
That's where we get it from. And from the churches is where we get it from.
Mm-hmm.
The prosperity gospel of if you sow a seed, God can bless you. You ain't gonna do nothing else except sow the seed. Mm-hmm. Give me that $1,000 and God gonna bless you with health and God gonna bless you with a new house and God gonna bless you with come on man, listen to me.
And not later but now.
If you plant, Mr. Hutchinson, a mango tree, in 5 years' time, I promise you if that's a good seed, you can get a tree full of mangoes.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no tree full of strawberry, no tree full of avocado, no tree full of banana.
Mm-hmm.
If you sow a mango seed in 5 years' time, you can get a tree full of mango. And the same thing happens for all seeds in the world. So when you sow a seed in the church, you give $1,000. That's supposed to bring you a tree full of thousands of dollars. That's how it's supposed to work. But nobody taking the time. See, you pastors, I got to get on you. Darwin don't like when I do this sometimes, but I got to get on you. When you sow that seed in your church, your pastor has a responsibility by way of God to show you how to make that thousand into thousands of dollars. He has that responsibility. He got to go there and find the people like Darwin Russell, who's an economist, to teach the congregation how to take $1,000 and make it into $10,000, how to make it into $15,000. Go to Mr. Sawyer with a successful business. Mr. Sawyer, won't you come to my church and show me how to have a successful congregation? That is character, my friend, what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But we drop the ball in church and we drop the ball in politics. We give you some old chicken, we give you some old rum, we give you one t-shirt, we give you one hat, and say, vote for me. And then what happened? The presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-N.
Mm-hmm.
That one there? You ain't gonna see them no more for 5 years.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. But they can give you all kind of little presents.
Yeah, in between.
In between, with a little bit of a little contract here, little contract there, patch a little road here, fix the light over here. Let's talk about fatherhood. This is all fatherhood.
Yes.
And if the women of this country don't understand what it means to respect men and fatherhood, no wonder why the country is falling apart. Because if you don't respect fatherhood, your whole nation can fall apart.
Yeah.
I just want to preach this, man. But Hutchinson, you want to talk? You're a young man. We can give you respect. We can let you talk first. But before you get so, let's take this phone call. Go ahead, phone caller. Caller, go ahead. Caller, you're on the line. Hey.
Good evening.
Good day. How y'all doing?
We were.
Well, that's a beautiful voice on Father's Day. Talk to me.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
All of you, actually.
Thank you.
Who are good fathers?
Well, praise God for you.
Yeah. But I heard Mr. Robards mention about his, is that your aunt or someone
yes,
who had
his aunt.
All those children?
Yes, ma'am.
But wasn't married?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let me tell you this, okay? You know how long it takes for somebody to get pregnant? 2.7 seconds.
How long?
And if you see, pardon?
How long it take them to get pregnant? How many seconds? That's a second man. That ain't no hour man like me. That's all. That's a second man.
No.
That ain't no, no minute man. I got a warm up voice. I old, you know. But go ahead. I love you and appreciate you.
But here's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
That's your man.
Uh-huh.
They said, you have somebody's nymphs all over the place. They'll find that one they could rip, and particularly back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to commend that auntie for not aborting. Whenever you see they come and mess with her
mm-hmm.
and do whatever she do, she get boy to it. Right? You don't even know how she got pregnant.
No.
People just go hold your dad. Even from 16 and stuff like that.
Wow.
People fall you down. Right? Do whatever they have to demand to do it. They hold you down, do whatever they have to do, and 2.7 seconds, and they go with the business, don't come back, but you're pregnant.
What about the woman who's holding us down, though? Because I can hold down before.
Listen, we ain't talking about that. You talking about that. Wow. Yeah. Wow. You talking about your auntie who had all them children. She was in marriage. That's what I'm addressing.
Okay, my dear.
Okay? Mind is holding you down, and 2.7 seconds, do whatever you have to do, and go. And then you have, what you have to do, 9 months later, you got to give birth to the children and time, and you commend people for that.
And that's why he's named the children after you. You don't get any daddy name. Because you ain't figured out who the daddy is yet.
Sometimes Grammy is the one whose name
up. Oh, right. All right.
Okay.
And they, you got to carry Grammy's the mother name. Don't carry no daddy name because you know daddy there.
So which island you grew up on?
Me? Nassau.
You's a Nassau woman?
Born Bantan.
Bantan.
Born and raised in Bantan. I could tell you that from as much as 12. Hey, you know the way they do it. The G word. Okay, right? But see, I had an older brother. I had an older brother.
They protect you.
Family letting you know that does happen. People just put, what the Bible says, they put, no, they ain't the Bible, but they put questions here.
Mm.
I guess you understand, and sometimes, guess what? They come and take it.
Yes.
By God.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know the circumstance. A woman who have all them children, but at least she ain't going to no doctor, and she probably couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to the doctor and afford them. You see? And
you
half of them mind and dead. There you go.
All right.
Good day. Happy Father's Day.
Appreciate you.
We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you for your commentary.
Bye.
All right. Mr. Hutchinson, what do you think about that? The woman say, you know, sometimes a woman just got to take it and produce, and it ain't their fault. What do you think? The man just hold them down, they say. What do you think? As a young man, how you take them type of... You ever heard that type of stuff before?
No, I definitely have heard of
tough
situations.
What side of town you live on?
I live in the east. I live in the east in the province. I live like...
Are you hearing them type of things out east?
Not necessarily out east, but in general, I've heard of stories like that, you know, so... That's a tough situation. I definitely do believe stuff like that does happen, you know.
12 times?
I didn't say it's all 12, 12 times. Nine is all 12 times, but, you know, there could have been two occasions where, you know, the wife wasn't necessarily in that position to want to have a child, and it could have been forced on them. I don't say that's the necessary case, but it could have happened.
Boy, that one tough. You know, but let me ask you something, Mr. Sawyer. Men today, if you look at the job situation, Darwin, in the Bahamas, many of our women are working. They're employed. Mm-hmm. You know, they work at, you know, different hotel resorts, and especially in the civil service. You got a lot of women in the civil service.
Mm-hmm.
You find that a lot of young men cannot even find proper employment, or they got to hustle. You know, electricians, masons,
mm-hmm.
plumbers, they got to hustle. I can be real with y'all. Sometimes a man go to work and the people don't pay me money after he do the job. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
Mm-hmm.
In our society, though, how easy is it, Mr. Sawyer, to call a man no good? No good. He's a no good man. You ain't meeting your mark. So tell us, Mr. Sawyer, you's a man. How many children you got, Sawyer?
Seven.
7 children that you know about?
7 children.
You sure you only got 7? You know 7 times. You ain't know about nothing more.
I ain't know about nothing more.
So what does it mean to be a good father? Because these people quickly call you no good. What is a good father?
See, the thing about it is, people have their own opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And they base a lot of things on their opinion.
Mm.
They don't go to facts.
Yeah.
Okay? For me, I took care of my kids. All right? There was one time when I went on drugs, what we call temporary insanity.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't doing nothing other than getting high.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Got over that and got back on track. And that's when I started to go back to my first love, which was photography, and started a business in order that they have something to look forward to. Right? Now, we got women who tell them, that's your daddy dream. Go do what you want to do for yourself.
Uh-huh.
The reason I did that is because I have children who can come in and have a start. And they have something to look forward to that they own. Mm. See, but women, they don't look at that from that perspective. If you ain't got it now, forget it. You know, and I've been hit with that pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? Right?
But we got women who they don't look at your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
They want what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you can't give it, you ain't no good.
Mm.
I got people who said to me, I ain't never doing anything for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I take it with a grain of salt. I do for my children when I could and how I could.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, they're my children.
Yeah.
Women bring them into the world, but they came from me. So I have a responsibility to take care of them. And I know several men with that same attitude. You take care of your children because they came from you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? God made you responsible. Men are supposed to be nation builders.
Mm.
Okay, women are home builders.
Yeah,
but they said that's
there's
being,
a difference.
They said that's being male
chauvinistic. No, ain't nothing chauvinistic about that. If we talk about the Bible, we in a Christian country, the Bible says men are nation builders. Women are home builders. So we got women who now they trying to take over men's positions everywhere you look.
Yeah.
You understand? So then when they get home, the man is secondary in his own home.
Yes, yes.
He's supposed to be the provider. But he's secondary because the wife now makes more money than him. So she throws that in his face. I make more than you. You can't say nothing to me no more. And that's where we got a lot of breakdowns in families.
So let me ask you a question, Johnny. I listened to you just now.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take this quick break. Folks, you can call in on this show, Remark, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. We're going to take this break, let you gather your thoughts, and when we come back, feel free to call in. This is Remark, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Hey, but I'll never forget no way.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Big plans, unexpected expenses, whatever life throws your way, Fidelity is here with loans tailored to fit any of your personal financial needs. With a quick turnaround and a built-in savings that pays you interest, we make battling unexpected expenses easy. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We'll be right back.
We're back. This is Remark Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Listen, man, I know you folks enjoy the show. I've been abroad to the United States over the past 2 weeks. Had a little break, vacation to see my father and my mother. I had a great time. And people were saying how much they enjoy the shows on Sunday. It is unusual to have a talk show like this on a Sunday, so we need you to keep us alive. 302-2300. 302-2300. You got a small business. You got a business idea, concept. You need a promotion. Go ahead and give Guardian Radio a call. 302-2300. We'll be more than happy here at Remark to go ahead and to push your ideas, push your product, and ensure that you receive the profitability that you deserve. Listen, Mr. Charles Sawyer came here to open a Pandora's box. I don't know how Mr. Hutchison feels about this. He's a young man. He may not even know about this, but there are situations where women earn more money than men. Mm-hmm. There are situations where men are made to feel inferior mm-hmm. to that of women. Now, let me just say this clear as crystal to you men today who are fathers. You have to, first of all, respect your wives. I don't make no qualms about that. Mm-hmm. You got to respect your wives, respect your children. Mm-hmm. You got to do this. If you're a man of God, a God-fearing man, you got to do this. But Mr. Sawyer, I want you to understand something. When a woman crosses the line of a good father, I just say father, mm-hmm. use a good man,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and that woman crosses the line, Mr. Hutchison, you ain't married yet, right?
No, sir.
But let me tell from the unmarried man what you can do. She crossing the line. She is in your face. Mm. She is about to take control. She's about to become a dictator. Mm. A Fidel Castro in the home.
Mm.
Tell me, Mr. Hutchison, what does a young man think? Oh, see, breathe.
Okay. Okay, in this situation, like, she literally, like, we like,
she
are we
challenging
arguing?
You.
We arguing.
She mm-hmm. challenging you. Boy, you know something? You better come to counseling. I can counsel
no,
you.
No, no.
You didn't take too long.
No, I have a response.
You got a response to that?
I got a response. I have a
okay.
response.
Okay.
See?
Let's hear this.
Like you said, we need to respect women, right? Nah, me
and respect your children. Yeah.
Yes, and our children, uh-huh. right? Now, me personally, I don't advocate for getting physical with any woman or
okay,
anything
so physical
of that
sort.
Yeah, physical is
okay.
Out.
Be good.
Me, I try to be a peacemaker. I try to be as calm as possible. Anyone who know me and even my girlfriend, I tell her. Listen,
you got one of them?
Yeah, I have.
You got a girlfriend already?
Yes, I have a girlfriend.
Your mommy approve her?
Yeah, man. She's
your mommy.
My mommy and my daddy approve her. Yeah, man.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
But my mom don't like nobody like that. my barely get away. Only because she's decent. But my God, you mean your... Because I know your mommy and your daddy love you. The way they talk to you on the phone. But ain't nobody supposed to marry you. But go ahead.
Yeah, man. Shout out to her. So, right?
You want to give a shout out to your daddy and your mommy? Get
yeah,
them.
Shout out to my mommy, my daddy.
Get
know, them my
name. Get
them
the name.
My mommy, Lily Smith. My uh-huh. daddy. She and Javon Hutchinson on this good Father's Day. My little sister, Shane Hutchinson, is namesake.
Yes.
Tell you how much he loves his daughter. He named her after.
Yeah. And the girlfriend, what's
yeah,
she
my
name?
Girlfriend, Erin Turner. She's from Cat Island, actually.
Turner is Cat Island
yeah,
and strong.
From Cat Island. Yeah,
they
she
some
Cat
strong
Island.
People. So yeah, go ahead then. Okay, yeah, go
so,
ahead.
So, as I was saying, you know, I tell her, you know, I'm a... I don't like confrontation.
Okay.
Like, I really try to stay away from...
Mr. Turner, I want you to listen to this.
I really try to stay away from confrontation, you know, because I really don't like to get in problems. I was never that kind of child person growing up. I don't like people confront me, especially if I know I'm in the right or I didn't do anything wrong, right? So in that situation, it's just like, I have to find a way to talk calmly, though, or, like, try to, like, knock her down a couple of beds because, you know... Women should know, especially if they are a girlfriend woman,
yes.
girlfriend woman,
mm-hmm.
that the man is the spiritual head of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, I'm going to respect you, but if we living in a Christ-filled home, you have to respect me as
mm-hmm.
well. Yes, I understand there are going to be moments where you get upset with me, I get upset with you, but there have to be lines that we should not be crossing,
right.
especially if we married,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And especially if we are children,
mm-hmm.
because we can't be displaying that level of... anger and malice towards each other, especially in front of children.
Right.
You know what I mean? So in that situation, I have to remind, hey, you can't be talking to me. You can't be talking to me like this. I know in this day and age, you know, men are seen as, you know, emotionless, emotionally stagnant, you know, that we don't have feelings and this and that. But honestly, we do. A lot of us do, you know. So you can't be talking to me any kind of way just because you feel like, oh, you making all the money, or you think you have the power. And then
sure.
I mean, for me personally, even though I'm not married, I still feel as though even if my wife was making more money than me, I probably still would be the one primarily paying all the bills and putting food on the table or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because I'm making as much money as you, that don't mean my money isn't useful.
Right.
I still would feel the need to pay this, pay that, because that's just the type of person I am. You know what I mean? If me and you were in a relationship together, you know, that's my woman. I believe in taking care of the woman. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I would still take it upon myself to pay bills and do all these things that, well, you're supposed to do, you know? So,
listen to me. You are the perfect candidate for something called marriage. Let me tell you why. You're a goon. Let me be honest, a goon.
Wow.
Let me tell you why. Most women I know, I say all of y'all now, I know these women don't kill me. Most women don't spend their own money. They spend yours.
Mm.
That story I told you about with my friend who had the one son. You know the son is a millionaire. You know the wife is a millionaire. And you know he ain't no millionaire. And he pay all the bills. He's a goon. And you know what's happened to goon? They soon realize, you know what? Hey, what are they really on my run? You start to question yourself how much love these people got for you because you spending all your money. You broke. You know, listen to me, boss man. You don't know that it's to go outside and you ain't got no money to buy your little honey bun and your little juice, you know. But they got the money and they ain't spending none on you. Now, I ain't saying that only for this reason. Not to pick on you, Mr. Hutchison. Women, I talking to y'all. I've been in a relationship where I was married. I telling you the truth. 5 years. No argument. The woman never buy me one underwear. I used to work double time, overtime, bring all the money home, give her all the money. And I only had a little couple of dollars in my pocket to buy my little honey bun. And with little juice, that's what I used to do. Because I is a good man, I think.
Yeah.
But the woman would open her mouth one day and tell me she in charge. That was the day. I tell you, this is the honest to God truth. One argument of disrespect and I get rid of that woman.
Gone.
Gee. Now, you see, I is a man on principle of respect. And I just want the women of this country to understand something. I'm watching these men in this country, Mr. Charles Sawyer. And everybody eye open around here and their mouth drop open when I say these things. But I got to be real with y'all. I'm a different type of Negro. Okay? When God has blessed you with a man, first of all, you got to get one of them first because it's more y'all than us.
Yeah.
You got to find the good one first. And you find the good one, Darvin Russell. You want to abuse this one good blessing that God give you? You know how hard it is to find a good man? A man who don't spend all the money on rum. He spend all the money on dope. He spend all the money on cigarettes. Who ain't got 3, 4, 5, 10 sweetheart? Huh? A man who ain't going to the gambling house and throw away all the money.
Yeah.
Huh? You got that type of man who ain't stupid. You got some stupid man out there. Some of them won't buy a motorbike before they love their wife and they prance it on one wheel on their motorbike and cause it. I talking straight. You get this one good man, Mr. Charles Sawyer, and you want to abuse this man, disrespect this man.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say, in other words, if you find a good man, Mr. Sawyer, you got to treasure him. When you go to the store, be hard to please, buy me one little Fruit of the Looms if you can't buy me no hands, eh? Buy me something. You understand? I ain't hard to please.
Yeah.
Buy me a little socks and put on my feet. Buy me one little sandals to put on my foot. You going all the way over to Miami. Let me use Miami as a place. All the way to Miami, you and your girls. And you come back swinging hot. Now, ask yourself the question. If the man go away and you ain't there, ask me what you want when he come back.
Dance.
I want Gucci.
Dance.
I want Versace. Huh? I want Burberry. I want. We are so accustomed to this disrespect, I can call it, Darvin Russell. I think right now on this Father's Day, it'll be a great tribute for us to start to turn this thing around. How we can learn to appreciate the men and the fathers of our home. Those men who's paying attention to the details of your home. You could buy your husband a little fishing line, Darwin Russell. Fishing line ain't expensive. Fishing line, some hooks, and a couple of sinker. And then the man go throw his line on the dock. Simple things. to take care of your man. We ain't want no more crime and rights, for God's sake. No more crime. As a matter of fact, this day, what today's date is, June 15th?
15th, yeah.
June 15th, I now declare, as the president of Remark, no more crime and rights for Father's Day, for God's sake. By the man with Atlantic Salmon of a group of... Dominic, okay, you talk to me.
So now, just so you all know, that request only came from God. Please, for God's sake. Thank you. Crab and rice is quite acceptable for Darvin Russell, okay? Please. You put the plate of food next to my present, okay? But I enjoy my crab and rice, so I am not paying my co-host no attention in that regard. But I will say to some of the things that he mentioned, there is a notion in this country, around the world, that when men do the things that they are supposed to do, when you have a responsible father, husband, etc., that for some reason, that should not engender appreciation the way when a mother or a wife does what she is supposed to do, engenders appreciation and admiration. I think we have to really look at ourselves in the mirror and find out why that is the case. Why is it that men are so comfortable with suffering in silence? Why is it that we have become accustomed to the lack of appreciation?
I like it.
And I'm not speaking specifically about my household, because my daughter, everybody who knows me knows that the sun rises and sets on my puka. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's when she, you go away with all
yeah, that. Yeah. That's my ride or die. And she sent Daddy a sweet message and put up a sweet post on TikTok about her father today. So I think I've done a good job in that department. I think I've been successful.
You're spoiling her good.
Completely.
So what do you expect her husband to do?
Spoil her as well. But she knows how to spoil her daddy, so I would expect her to know how to spoil her husband.
You expect that?
I would expect that. Yeah.
And if she don't spoil him, what happened?
Then I know something is amiss.
You can correct her?
Yeah, man.
You're spooky?
Man. Yeah. I'm Team Sanaya all day, but I mean, there are certain principles that I'm trying to teach her. But I think it's important for us as men to set the standard, to say to our daughters that when you find that good man, he is supposed to be honored, just like you want him to show you love, respect, and appreciation. You have to do the same. Mm-hmm. It's not that the woman alone is the prize. The man is also the prize. And I think even when we look at this from a biblical perspective, the whole idea of marriage was about you as the man being focused on the woman and mm-hmm. taking care of her needs. Mm-hmm. But she had a reciprocal responsibility to take care of yours.
Reciprocal.
Yes. And I think that's what we miss.
They miss.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, yeah. I'm not talking about they in general terms. Mm-hmm. I think it's oftentimes a one-sided equation. The man is focused on happy wife, happy life, instead of happy spouse, happy house. It should be both people's needs being met by the other person. Therefore, there's no deficiency. Daddy doesn't feel empty, and mummy doesn't feel empty, because mummy makes daddy the priority, and daddy makes mummy the priority. That's the way in which God intended it to be. At some point, we got that completely muddled. And this notion that you talk about referring to Brother Hutchison as a goon if he did some of those things, I want to clarify something, because I think this is very instructional for young men that are going down that road and considering marriage. Ladies, hear me clearly. If it is that your money is your money and his money is
it's our money.
Also our money, mm-hmm. y'all are completely out of order.
That's what happens.
Y'all are completely out of order. But see, I blame Mr. Hutchison for that. I blame God for that.
No.
Trust me. These women exhibited the same behavior prior to saying I do.
No, my daddy had a wife.
Prior to you marrying that woman, I promise you, she didn't shower you with no attention and affection, and all of a sudden, after she get the ring, she gets stingy.
That's correct.
But that is she correct. Swing you like that.
Yeah, but Beavis,
speak the truth and shame the devil. She swing you like that, God?
Hachi, let me tell you how to wake. When you see a woman,
Let me hear this.
You ain't know what church she go to.
Uh-huh.
You ain't know her people background. You don't know where she work. Now, Mr. Sawyer is my friend. He know how this thing go. You see this gorgeous woman on the street. You always see them walking, dragging, slipping, you know, but we got to pick them up. Okay, that's how we men go. We's hunters, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, that deer, you know, the little deer, when they limping on tree leg?
Yeah.
Say, oh, yeah, I got one of them. She catching bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got Honda Accord.
Uh-huh.
It's hot outside. It's summer, June 15, 2025.
Yes.
She's sweating with the little weave she got on. Start to get a little soak up.
And then the dye running down.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's all these things, right? So, me and my little Honda Accord, the air cold. Baby, you all right? She can suck a dick.
Yeah.
She didn't show you she rude.
Right.
She didn't show you she rude.
But you ain't pull off.
You man, she look good.
See?
So,
okay.
So you need a little ride. Suck a dick then. Man, I only ask you need a ride, man.
No, that's two times now. You still ain't pull off.
You
go
begging,
ahead.
You begging.
No,
you
go ahead.
You ain't really giving a ride. You want this woman.
Okay.
You like.
No. So you... You is the problem.
I wouldn't want my daughter opening a random
car. Okay,
your daughter got one started, and this woman on the side of the road got a different started.
Yes.
I as a man, I know how this thing
works. No, go ahead. Finish your story. You done mess up twice now. Yeah, I want you to finish the story to see how she get blamed for this.
So where you going?
Uh-huh.
I take you. Where you going?
Yes.
Man? You late for work? I take you.
Mm-hmm.
She come around, twist up herself, twist her out, do the little wine thing they put on your cup, sit up in the car.
Yes.
Yeah, everything cool, like.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna pick me up, man. I need some minutes for my phone.
Okay.
I need this, I need that. Okay. I need. Man, I got you.
Okay.
I got you. Because you know what you want.
Uh-huh.
You know what you want.
Let him finish business.
Go ahead.
Go on. This is your show. Go ahead.
You ain't want no ring.
No, I go wait for you. Finish.
You ain't want no ring and you ain't want no wife.
Okay.
You ain't want no children.
Mm-hmm.
Your first thing is you want that thing.
Yes. Yes. This is a transaction.
This is a transaction.
Okay, you exchange minutes for the thing.
I try to speed up this deal.
So how she get your wife, though?
No. This is I try to show you now.
No. See.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let me fix this. So I take her to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know you need a ride from work.
Eh? Yes.
I got you.
Yeah.
And when I got you, what you eating tonight?
Bamboo.
Bamboo.
She want a conks now.
Yeah, I want to promote nobody's business. They ain't here
for no. I got you.
But you want the little fried chicken thing?
Yeah.
And I pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I carry you home. But you ain't want to drop you all the way home. So I can pick you up tomorrow.
I got you.
Okay? So what you going to need tomorrow? And I make it sure everything what you need, I
got
you.
Okay.
Until your family says, he's a nice young man. Mm-hmm. He got a nice car.
Yeah.
He got a nice apartment. Yeah. He's a good God. Because if you've never been to church before, you're going to church now. And all of a sudden, you sit up in church next to him with the Bible and the hymnal.
Yeah.
Amen, hallelujah, praise Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know what? Boy, I want this for myself. I want this woman. You know who did that?
Yes.
Before we go on break?
Mm-hmm.
Samson.
Go ahead then.
She pleased me well. We'll be right back, folks. We'll be right back.
Look funny, all black up yesterday.
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
No. Not me. I ain't getting in nobody's business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man. We could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you say.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful. But that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's Funeral Industry Partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
All right, folks, we're back. Well, listen here, this time is going so quickly today. But this is Remark here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're winding down, so you know I don't know if we'll be able to take any more calls today. We have your co-host, Mr. Darvin Russell. We have also Mr. Hutchison and Mr. Charles Sawyer. And we have a few texts here today. I'm going to read those two before I leave today. But I was just going to sort here, Darvin Russell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you about Samson, and she pleases me well. So you then pick up the gal.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the church.
Yeah.
You understand? You're making sure she's straight.
Yes.
You're making sure whatever she say, she don't want no ordinary weave. She want Remy.
Remy.
You got the Remy money.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
She want gold chain. She ain't want no 10 carat.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me 14 or 18.
Not gold plated either.
No, you got to bring the real deal here. Uh-huh. Okay? Pearls for church or whatever. And you got to bring something for mommy too, eh? Because if you get mommy hot, you got this girl.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, this girl, who's a street gal.
Yes.
All of a sudden now, she's a dainty, prissy type of woman, and she need these things she never dreamed of before.
Oh, okay.
She only know but dirty's chickens.
Yes.
But now all of a sudden she want lobster and she want Brussels sprouts.
She want
Atlantic salmon and caviar and Dom Perignon. And guess what? You got it.
Yes.
Now, the woman that I'm impressed with you, you got to get married to this woman. Now she found out she living with you. You's a man gonna spend your whole day going to borrow money from daddy, borrow money from mommy, borrow money from your brother, borrow money down the street. And you gotta do some things you never do before to try to keep up with this woman who into these things.
Yes. Yes.
But guess what now?
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of the story of Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
God gave the man the whole garden.
Mm-hmm.
The whole garden.
Yes.
The man he had to lift a stick, the whole town God gave him. But the woman always said she needed one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you meet the wrong woman, Mr. Hutchison, she gonna always need that one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't bring that one more thing, you tell me what the man, for the first thing, I can get a last name, Brother Sawyer. Mm-hmm. What's the name? What's the first name of the man who will be on your case? Let me hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the man name. Y'all like, y'all just be a man, eh? What's his name, Joe? Oh, no, don't say it. Don't say it. Y'all know who Joe is. Mm-hmm. Call on the line. Let's go ahead, caller. Call on the line. Go ahead.
They gone.
We lost that caller. Go ahead, Darvin. Go get me now.
I still... First
Lord
of all,
Jesus, go ahead. Go ahead, call her quickly. Caller, go ahead.
Guys, how are you, my brother?
Right, you're being mischievous today on Father's Day. Wishing you a happy Father's Day.
Russell, how are you?
Man, I'm well. How are you?
On this wonderful Father's Day, I'm enjoying this conversation. I want to make one contribution.
Yes, sir.
I think that in 2025 and in the years prior, we have neglected the fact that men contribute more to the family than just their financial ability.
No doubt.
Men provide the stability, the support, the security, and their the disobedience that women cannot provide. I stand in a place where I may be I'm defended by women who would like to suggest that, and I can tell you one thing. I will say from my own experiences. I grew up in Bain and Grandstand, and there were police officers everywhere.
Yes.
I didn't care about them, but if someone said my daddy was coming, Jesus Christ, I don't care what the police say. I don't care what the police do. If someone said my daddy was coming, could run from wherever I was, I jumping from. I think we misunderstand the personal relationship fathers have with obedience of their children.
Yes.
They commanded the respect of the children.
Yes.
And this is today, but I think there's someone lacking in some homes. I won't say all.
Mm-hmm.
But I admire the fathers who have the ability to call their sons and daughters under subjection and say, tell you something. I say, you can't go to the marathon mall. If someone tell me they can't, you pass by the mall.
Yes. Yeah.
See,
Yeah.
And they drain by the mall.
Yes.
That's the level of respect my father. If my daddy said I couldn't go to the mall, mm-hmm. I never been by the mall. I tell you the truth. Mm.
That dead.
That's what fatherhood is. That's the thing that we miss in our society that we don't praise enough.
Mm-hmm.
Our fathers have kept many of us out of harm's way without even trying to get them because we respected our daddy enough to know if daddy say don't go, they ain't mad enough to go. And I say that to my brother Russell.
Mm-hmm.
I say that to my brother God. My father, if he say Zuid Road is the border, if you know what Market Street looks like, you must get it off the internet. Because I tell you don't go across Market Street. That's the level of respect
that's
I have
Fox.
To my daddy. Yeah. And my daddy say, don't go.
Yeah.
Again. And I miss him so dearly because it's the men of that generation that kept us out of harm's way and protected the side we by today. So on this Father's Day, I'd like to thank all the men and women.
Yes.
But mostly the fathers who command the respect of their children. And not because they want to keep their children in servitude.
Yes.
But they know the harm out there and they protect their children. So for them, I say to those fathers, happy fathers.
Man, we appreciate it. Wonderful contribution.
Next caller on the line, please go ahead. Thank you so much for that contribution. Next caller.
Hi, yes. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Fantastic.
A beautiful voice. Praise God.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the room.
Thank you.
Excellent. So just wanted to just make a small contribution. I want to say, you know, happy Father's Day to all the fathers across the nation. To my father, may he rest in peace. And Garth, I never knew you to be one who propagated double standards like that.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Yes, you.
Hey, I got to put it out there. I got to see what you're thinking.
No, that's fine. So I do agree with all the comments on the show that said that we definitely do need to appreciate the role of men and particularly fathers in the home. I don't think we as females do that enough. We don't prioritize that enough. Absolutely agree with that.
Right.
Garth, about your aunt though. You told me you had more than 12 girlfriends in your life. That may only have been the 12 boyfriends. I'm just saying, and none of them ever made it down the aisle with her. I can leave that one right there. I can drop the mic right there on that. Mr. Hutchinson, to you, I will say, if that's a good one you have right there, hold on to her.
Yes, ma'am.
And just watch how she moves with you.
Yes,
if she to keep prioritizing you, you hold on to her. You don't let the rest of us sour you, because I'm a divorcee myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I still believe in the goodness of men all around this country.
But I got to find you another ex-good man. What about that?
Pardon?
I got to find you a good man, eh?
Sure, why not?
And then we got to talk later. I can find you a good man. That's my job.
You're right. They are hard to find, and we're out here looking for them.
All right, my dear. Blessings, man. Have a great day.
All right. Good. Take care.
Bye-bye.
But that's a sweet lady. Let me read these texts real quick, then I'm going to let you guys give your closing remarks quickly. Agoss, why you think women want to pass the marital rape bill, so when you act up, she can claim rape and have you arrested. Now, see, Brother Hutchie, that's your generational question right there.
Yeah.
You all got to deal with that, because me and Darwin, we done passed that situation.
Long time.
We ain't into that talk at all, because we ain't gonna never do these things.
Mm.
I would start recording her if she get in my face, guys. Well, men, sometimes you're going to need some evidence, you're right.
Yeah,
glad you are a man of respect, because a lot of men are trading their dignity for companionship. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why women think they can take advantage of men today. They know a fool will always come along.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That caller is right. Fathers are respected while mothers are prostituting their daughters. Even wonder why so many girls go missing who are kids of single mothers. Then I want to wish you a happy Father's Day. Go ahead, Darwin Russell. Let's close off the show. We got just about 5 minutes to get out here. We appreciate the calls. And just remember to just go ahead and support us here, 302-2300. Garden Radio 96.9 FM. We have a plethora of shows that you can be a part of. And keep us on the air. Election is coming. And let me tell you, when election time come, don't come to me late. You come to me late, you can pay plenty money. You come to me now, I can wake with you. But don't come late. Like how I come late today? Boy, Wally make me stay outside and punish me today. But everything cool. I think I still brought you all a good show, eh?
You did.
Okay, but go ahead, Darwin Russell. You can go close the show off.
Well, another fantastic episode of Remark. You know, we always try to entertain our public as well as educate. So today was no exception. So I want to encourage the fathers out there those that are doing it right to continue to do it, but I want to give you an additional charge. I think we have to find a way to deal with the men that have gone astray in our country. And I think as good fathers and good men in this nation, we have to find the collective will and the strength, the wisdom, and pray about a solution to this challenge that we have with male delinquency in this country that is wreaking havoc on our nation. We have to find a solution, and the solution is in all of us. So I send out a clarion call to those that have a program, have an initiative that they want to share. They're seeking volunteers, et cetera, et cetera. I think there are a lot of good men that would answer the call, but you have to let us know that you need our help.
Very good. Ms. Hutchison, whatever parting remarks you want to make, if you want to propose to the girl on the show,
yeah, hold on now.
We go outside and find you a ring right now. We can find who's a good man or a bad man now. If you're bad, bring the ring. Say, I'm going to stick him. Let me catch you, Brett. He can't breathe right now. Stop.
Okay,
John Sawyer, let me let him close. You go ahead, John Sawyer.
You go
ahead. Because that fella is like, what the heck?
Oh, put him on the spot.
Yeah, I tried to mash him up. Them y'all people think they smarter than us. Go ahead.
Right now, I think in the country, we have a really deplorable situation, if I may use that word, when it comes to fathers, right? We have some good fathers, mind you. When you go to the clinics and around, you see fathers taking their kids, right? So it's not that we have a lot of delinquent fathers.
Yes.
When you look at the fathers who are doing these things, the mothers are nowhere, okay? But they talk bad about those fathers who are doing these things. You know, and we need to get to the point where our government is partly responsible for all this nonsense we got going on. Mm-hmm. Not only the government, but the homes, because we got homes where mothers were teaching their daughters not to respect men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so this is where we got to nip it from there.
Yeah.
Okay? And until and unless we do that, we're going to go deeper in this rabbit hole.
Wow. That's profound. Well, Mr. Hutchison, you can close off the show. Don't mind us, man. We're just having fun.
Yeah, I just
want the Bahamas to know one thing. I respect this young man, Darwin Russell, Charles Sawyer. He's a good young man. You're welcome to come and visit us here at Remark whenever you want to. Feel free to drop in. I would like your presence to be felt, so you want to get to know maybe the executive staff here at Guardian Radio. We need to hear more from you. You're a very intelligent man with a very good future. As a matter of fact, all the political parties are looking in his face and asking him, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And so as we continue to beef up these people, go ahead and just say your goodbyes.
Well, just shout out to all the fathers again. Happy Father's Day to everyone. And, you know, we need to continue to uplift the fathers in our nation, put more spotlight on them so that good fatherhood could continue to the generation coming up. So that's what I have to say.
Respect, sir. We look forward to seeing you again. And to all of you people who have been listening in, we look forward to being with you again next week, Sunday, 5 p.m. sharp to 6:30. Remark. We'll see you then. Take care.
They got so much things to say. Hey, but I'll never forget, no way. They crucified Jesus.